So we're re-entering open session at 6:22.
If anybody read anything about it, he was married to this lady. They got divorced. She continued to live in the property. I didn't know she was married. I never knew she had anybody else in her life but that. But anyhow, we went and read her meter. She hadn't paid since February. She had no usage, which is not uncommon in that area. So then I went and yellow tagged her. When I yellow tagged her, her usage had gone up, I think, 2,800 or 3,200 from zero to that. So I was way concerned. I said, okay. And Dave, who was reading that side of town, said, there's a board across the door. I said, okay, go lock that off right away. Get the read. I think there's vandalism or something bad happened. I just don't want, you know, that happening. And I'd rather have the water off in case something happened. So then we locked it off. The next day, this gentleman called named Nan. Aunt Nan, I don't even know what his last name is. But anyhow, he was her husband. He said that Carrie had died and they found her in the house 6 days after she had died. But he didn't think that he should be responsible for this water bill. He didn't know how that one person could use that much water. I'm thinking he had the cleanup and everything taken care of in that 10 days that we first read the meter and then the yellow tag. And he's contesting it. Well, I tried to give him a good deal. I said, you know, I can't wipe out a water bill. I said the water usage is there, but I will put you on an irrigation rate, which took, I'm thinking, $127 off his water bill, which I think is a very good thing. And he still thinks that you guys will give him a bigger deal, better deal. And we do have a tag fee on there because we did do a shut-off, a $49 shut-off, a $17 tag fee. I said I won't charge you for the $50 turn-on, but until this balance is paid, I am not going to turn your water back on. So the water is still off. I feel bad, but this guy in 2009 bought this house with this lady. They were shared in it. They're both on the title. He should know it's his property. He should know what's going on there. I've been sending the property bills since February that have not been paid. I don't know, 50-50. This is all on your call. The only other better deal, I told them, I said, they might say, you know what? You tried to give him a good deal. He didn't want to take it. Or they could say, you can take the tag fees off too. I said, but I don't foresee them wiping that whole bill off, like he says. I don't feel like I'm like, why would we do that? That's our livelihood. This is not a place. This is how we make our money. He's just not understanding it. So the water's still off. I'm sure he's going to call me tomorrow and ask what your decision is. And I am more than happy to tell him whatever way you want me to go with it. But I just am voicing my opinion that I get customers. I don't want to be walked over all the time. So, I tried to give them a good deal. Usually they take that deal. That's a good deal. But, anywho, all up to you.
Okay. So, and this happened in February?
This just happened now. No, in February, she had been not paying her water the whole time through COVID. Then she got some raise from the government, paid it down to zero, came in and said, oh my God, I'm so busy working, I can't believe, blah, blah, blah. I remember her coming in, I know who she is, I've known her for, you know, 8 years. Never knew she was married, any of that. Well, then when this happened, he didn't even say that he was the husband. He said, I'm the property owner at five, and I said, really? I said, did she sell the place? I said, we had problems there, that's why it's turned off. And he did not even say he was the husband. I'm the owner, I bought it quite a while ago, and so I'm thinking he bought it in February. That was what I was thinking. Well, then I looked at the county records. I said, you bought this with her when they bought it. And he said, we were married for a while, and then we separated 4 years ago. We've never been divorced, but... And he didn't find her. Somebody else found her in there. I mean, I feel bad. I feel bad, but... I mean, they had to do some cleanup on that property. If somebody was laying dead there for 6 days, it's going to be pretty stinky.
So, do you guys make payment arrangements?
I do, and I've offered that to him, too. It's not that he doesn't have the money.
Right.
It's that he does not want to pay the money. And this is what sort of pissed me off, too, because I can go in the county and I can get a... copy of his deed, copy of this, and he said, same when he's giving me this, you can get a copy of the deed. I can't find my deed. I'll give you $20 if you can get a copy. I said, I'm not going to get you a copy of your deed. I have a credit card with Cabazon Water District on that I will pay, but I'm not taking your $20 to give you a copy. I just thought that crazy. You're willing to give me $20 to get a copy of your deed. You can go online and do it yourself, but you don't want to pay this water bill. It just hit me wrong. You know what I'm saying? I know. And I sent them all the copies saying that, but I mean, like I said, if I will do whatever I want. Pay the full thing. If you want me to take off more money, I will take off the tag fee. I will take off the $49 yellow tag fee. I just don't know where, because I'm like going, dude, I think I did a really good job trying to give you a discount here, you know?
Yeah, considering you didn't do it to me.
You didn't tell me your wife was dead on the floor too, even though she's divorced. You didn't ask for any forgiveness. He's really asking for forgiveness. Please cancel all
the debt.
He's asking
for a handout. What he's asking.
Well, yeah. What he's doing is he wants it wiped clean, and
that's
then in the
he's
future
saying.
he's going to be like,
it.
Well, you did it before.
No, you know what he's going to do? He's going to sell it. He wants it sold. Me being who I am. Would say, okay, I'm going to listen to what these guys say. If you don't do it, I'm going to send you intent to lien in 20 days. If you don't pay me, I'm going to put a lien on it. It's going to pay you that and $243 because that's who I am. That's who I am.
How long between the yellow tag and the red tag?
1 week, 7 days.
Okay, he saw the yellow tag, did nothing about it. And then
he said the yellow. I saw the yellow tag and the red tag, and after he got the red tag, that's when... He called me and said, well, the red tag says one price. And I said, well, I added all the more water usage on in case somebody did sell it, because the red tag was for like $200. But then I added all the usage that was on when we saw, because you don't know if people are stealing. You don't know what's going on. So I added everything to it. And I said, this is what your bill is up to date. But that's why we make money for... That's why we make money here.
And how well they're done comes to play them with
exactly,
water.
Exactly. So, like I said, I gave him a discount of $172. I didn't give it to him. I put in the thing. If he takes this agreement, this is the irrigation charge. What an irrigation charge is, $6.31 for every 100 cubic feet of water. All of it. Instead of the tier rate, which puts you in, it really lowers your bill. It depends how much you use, but it lowered his $172.72. So, I mean, if you want to be nice, you want to be fair, say, okay, we'll take the irrigation and we'll take the $49 fee off and the $17. But no, we're not going to wipe this all away for you. You're sending a message to everybody that this is what we're going to do all the time.
I agree with that.
And all it needs to do is tell them. One other person out here.
Yeah, and they're going to be... Exactly.
There's
no one
in
the mob up here.
He's selling the house. Pay the damn bill.
I'm really thinking in my mind. That's what he's going to do.
Yeah.
That's why he wants the deed, too.
He needs to pay the bill.
And they bought it for pennies in 2009.
I know.
So somebody make a motion to deny it.
I make a motion to deny the claim.
That's all I wanted to know.
I will second that motion.
Motion to deny the claim by Don on Ella, made by Director Tincture and second by Director Wargle or Director Tincture?
Aye.
Director Morris?
Aye.
Director Wargle?
Aye.
And Director
Aye. Next item is the interconnection requirements of SB 552.
Okay, that is the interconnection thing. Since we looked into it and it's going to be due in 2027, so we kind of wanted to hold off until we have a general manager. So that way
something that you have a little more in knowledge on than we do.
We won't put everything on you, of course, but like we feel like we need an authority figure at least.
In the same respect, you can push harder with the county, because if they're going to put this street interconnection into Banning, at the same time they should put that interconnection water line for the state water project in. And if that's the case, then we have the end
then
of time.
Then you have the same time frame.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does, yeah.
Because there is the other is that there's been the talk of an inner tie with the tribe up here at the top of Millard Canyon.
Right, between the two reservoirs.
Right, and the concern basically is it the inner tie a open inner tie or a reserve inner tie? Meaning, is it open so water's flowing back and forth, or is it only open in the case of a failure of our system or their system?
It would probably be on demand, whenever you needed it. So you would have that option. You would have the interconnect with the option. So not until you need it, like if we had a well go down or something like that, because they have five wells that feed that reservoir for the casino. So they would have plenty, because right now, you know, construction in that area, they're redoing the road behind the casino, that uses quite a bit of water. So whatever we would use, they can supply it without any restrictions. So having an interconnection with anybody is always comforting.
Well, it's going to be mandatory, for what I understand, by 2027.
Okay.
Ellen also looked at some old bills that we had from the engineers and the lawyers, and we did look into a connection with Morongo before. I don't know what happened.
The electricity was a lot of the problem. I went back and our electricity was...
Yeah, they were here.
One of the other worries was that because the casino uses a lot of water and all of that, that it would be a one-sided usage. And there was some concern about the back and forth.
They wouldn't need anything from us. We would just be relying on them. Yeah, they wouldn't need us to feed their system.
A quick question. Do you have an NDA, a non-disclosure agreement with them about their system and how it works and everything?
Not that I'm aware of.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, it's just you have a lot of non-questions here.
On a good note, our wells look really good. We are really, the SCADA, the whole thing is really up there. I'm just impressed. It makes me smile every time I walk in there and see.
Basically, this is a tabled item until management and engineering reviews can happen.
Okay. And then we also didn't ask the engineers or the lawyers for any information because we didn't want to get billed for it. If
we're going to be putting it off for a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Meter next item. So that's basically, it's not an action item, it's just a discussion.
Yeah,
item.
I think so. Yeah.
The next item is a meter replacement and other capital. Okay,
we have about 500 meters that probably need a change out in the whole thing. We did this about, I want to say 2013. I found my paperwork. We did it. What needs new services? What needs new meters in the whole system? Which, if we have three guys, I advise in September or October, let's start replacing those meters. Let's do it. I'm going to tell Clay to order some more. Let's order some more of those meters and start doing this in September when it's cooler.
Well, the other thought process is if you set them on a, you're saying the PUC is every 5 years, right? Or something like that?
So I do have general rule 103A. So it's 1 inch is 10 years, 5/8 by 3/4 is 15 or 20 years. And what you would do, you would take 10% and send them in for testing to say that maybe we can change them out earlier as long as you have historical data showing that. Say, okay, these things are, you know, they lose 1 or 2% a year, so they need to be changed out more frequently than 15 years. So I would say 15 years. And so you're pretty close to.
And what I do is I go, because I do an edit list every year, if the meters are having like, okay, when you start out you have 0, 0, 1, 0, 0, you're using 100 cubic feet of water. So if they're going 8, 7, 6, 5, they have four numbers, 0, 0, that meter's been in there a long time. So I go back and look and say, oh yeah, it's been in there since then. We need to put this on one of the more higher standards.
So what brand do you guys use?
Zenner is our.
Zenner? Yeah. Okay. So Zenner or Neptune or Master Meter, you can call them with the meter number and they will tell you what year that meter was manufactured.
We have it in our system.
You have all that, okay.
We have it in our system.
Do you have copies of the meter tags? Because it's on the meter.
I have it all.
Okay, perfect.
In my system, it prints it out exactly what you need, what's there, how much usage is in there, where your numbers are. Yeah, it's a little bit of work, but you can make a whole list out on it.
And then you would just figure out, I don't know how many meter cycles you have, you know, and you would just change them out if they were red. So you start off with the new meter after it was red. And just,
what I try to do is if they have a whole street that, because they put these in by street, you know, sometimes a whole street, let's do most of them on that street so we don't have to deal with anything else.
Yeah.
It's a pretty easy system.
Okay.
We just need the okay to do it.
Yeah.
Well, I think that more falls under a management than it does the board because it's.
I agree. We had it.
There was no management.
I definitely agree. I'm going to have a couple hours talk with that guy when he sits behind that desk. Trust me.
And the one thing we want to try to do, the district has, in the past 10 years, there's been a dynamic change in the way that the board has worked the district. It has improved greatly. And we've tried to get away from micromanaging because our job is not to run the day-to-day. That's your position. Ours is just the, you understand.
Well, the other thing, too, is like, I mean, you guys have been here a long time on the board and you have a lot of key employees, so, you know, what's the main goal, and then we'll just, you know, work down what the priorities are, and as long as, you know, we have the funds available and, you know, I provide supporting documentation, then everything should be fine. I think we can get a lot done, especially we have a new team, a great staff, so.
Everybody. I'm excited. I am so excited. You really? I'm excited to come to work. It's freaking insane.
She needs to change her schedule. She needs to be at the board meeting. I love hearing your updates. I'm kidding. You don't have to be.
Does that mean you're not leaving in a couple of years?
2 years, 10 months.
That hasn't changed.
No.
She's not that happy.
No.
She's not that happy.
You're not that happy.
If my son has grandchildren, maybe a keeper a little longer.
Oh, so I need to go buy your son some liquor and stuff?
Liquor is quicker.
Okay. All right, so my thought process on that is to leave it as a discussion item. Now that we have a new manager, he can set a program together along working with Ellen, and then present to board if necessary.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah, whatever it is, $32, $40 a meter. I don't know what they are now. I'm, you know, $125.
$49.
Yeah, okay.
$40 to have it checked out, $40 to $45 to fix it. I says, why would we fix it? It's only $49 to buy a new one.
Right.
That's what I told him. We are. I told him, I said, he orders 30 out of town. I said, order 30 more and then order 30 more because we're having trouble getting them.
Yeah, that's right.
You know what I'm saying? So order 30 and then order 30.
Yeah, get them when they're available.
Yeah, the flight chain issues is really challenging.
keep some capital reserves in stock.
Just in case. I'm living by that $10,000 rule. I don't even use it.
No, it's all right.
90% of the time, though.
So. Right now, there's an unquestioned $10,000 expenditure on an item.
Between me or fixing my car or doing this or vehicle. I'm saying.
What, fixing your car?
Well, not my car, but our car. One of those vehicles.
And that could be subject to change once confidence and all of that
right.
goes up.
Great.
So the next item is the nationwide plan amendment to the.
The eligibility, saying who's eligible for the nationwide plan.
This is the plan that you are on, right?
Yes. And any non-union employees.
Right. All exempt employees.
Yeah. But right now it says that they automatically are enrolled in there, but at the last meeting you guys had mentioned that you want to see it, or legal had mentioned that it'd be better to, be approved by the board before they're automatically enrolled in it. I asked the specialist from the nationwide our plan, and she was going to get back to me, but she never did. But she said basically we just need to write a letter saying that we want to amend it, and that's it. But she wanted to make sure that we would be able to amend that section, but she never responded to me. And I meant to respond to, or check back today, but I never did. So, I don't know if you want me to write that letter if she responds and says that we'll be able to, or if you want me to bring it back to the board next.
Well, you still need to get clarification of that, because if not, then we would have to reapprove the plan written different, a little bit different.
Mm-hmm. So it would be better to just wait, you think?
Pursue it, yeah. And then bring that to
okay.
the board.
Sounds good to me.
Okay. And that was a closed session, so you can report home. No action taken in closed session. Forgot
the
state.
This is the fastest meeting we've had in a really long time.
I don't have to make that down. Did you happy dance
through? Yeah, that didn't happen in closed session.
Well, everybody, we all welcomed our new general manager.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
Welcome. I had made a promise to.
Walk all the way around.
Just stick around until we have a GM. This is my last meeting.
That's what you wanted to get.
What? Also.
Carrie, you might want to move. Here you
go. Don't worry, I know first aid.
The district has gone through a lot in the past 10 years. The board has evolved, and the cooperation with the board members and the understanding that this has been a business and not a social empire and a drama show. I have to commend all of the present and past board members for the past two terms in their abilities and everything of working together to take care of this district and bring it out of the dark ages. So I want to thank you.
It's nice to not have to pay two lawyers and have sheriffs here. And
so I just want to say thank you.
Are you going to cry?
I'll miss you.
I thought you were going to be deeply missed.
If you would have been here, 8 years ago?
Even just six.
Has it been 6, 7 years? The meetings lasted 6 hours.
When I get bored, I read those minutes. The whole drama to show Batman.
It was bad.
It's a shit
it was
show.
Bad.
I'm glad you guys didn't think so.
It was so bad we had so many people in the audience about. That came just to watch.
Really?
Yeah. They didn't care anything about water. They just wanted to watch.
Small town entertainment.
Definitely.
Well, boring now. What transpired was I got talked back onto the board. I've been on the board 3 times now. One when I first moved to the community. Then later, and then I got voted off the board, and then was almost begged to go join the board. So I went in and went to the county registrar's office, and I waited till the last day, the last minute, and I said, which positions have been applied for? And they said, well, this 4 year and this 4 year, but nobody's done the 2 year. So I put in for the 2 year, and because there was nobody else, I got put on the board, and was accused of fixing the election.
Good job.
Board members. And we started the meeting, and I was nominated as chair off the bat. And so what transpired was I sat everybody down and I said, this is going to be run as a business meeting and no other way. These are the rules. You will follow the rules. If you don't like them, there is the door. And I used those words.
Colorful language.
He had to be very stern when he first came back.
And this person, not this person, but the one that was sitting here, was contentious. And her husband was in the audience and was contentious. Uh-huh. And the gentleman that sat over there was contentious. And what I did was, because he liked to fight with the GM and everything else, I kind of killed him with kindness and said, okay, Mr., this is how this is going to work. You have this much time per topic, and that's it, because it's not fair to anybody else that you will have your time, but nobody will interact with you because that's your time. Mm-hmm. And slowly but surely, the board was able to corral the problems down, and we had a meeting. Our quickest meeting, I think, was 35 minutes. So you have a good board here, and I think you will have a great deal of success.
49 minutes.
Still, that's pretty
good. All the sentimental stuff.
So, but anyway, I have to go to my next journey.
I hope it's a good one.
Oh, I get it. You're gonna
stay away from the rat trap. You should be okay. Yeah.
I got eaten by a ratchet strap the other day.
Uh oh.
And he won. And you won.
Tire, ratchet strap around the tire to help seat the bead on it?
Right.
Well, I went to release the ratchet strap. Mm-hmm. I hit the ratchet strap, and those little wires that hold it all together caught me, pulled my arm in to the teeth and everything else, and then I was stuck on it.
Fun.
And I was at home alone.
No.
You know I used to use those every day for a living, right?
Yeah. But you know what I'm talking
about.
What else do we have? I might as well finish this out.
Yeah. What the heck?
So, open session. Future agenda items. You have the deal with the nationwide plan that you need to bring back. The interconnection, or not the interconnection. You need to push on the county about the wording. I think it was just a wording issue with.
They keep changing it.
They got back yesterday. They rejected the first changes that we sent over, and then I sent them the new. It's just like she said, it's a lot of back and forth. There was some other changes that legal recommended, and I think they basically rejected all of those as well. So that is actually going to have to come back to the board, that whole agreement. So I will put that on here as well.
It's not that the legal's just looking out for our best interest.
Right.
There was.
Anybody know anybody that wants to be on the board?
Wants to be on the board, but he owns a property out here, but does not live out here and wants to pretend that he lives out here. And he actually comes to our meetings sometimes because he's part of the CAO.
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
I know what you're talking
about.
You have to live here. It's like, how do I change that? How do I make it better? You have to be a registered voter in Cabazon to be on the board. And it's
preferably somebody that lives here and lived here and has a stake in the community.
Why do we have a full East Side board now?
I just realized that.
East Side.
You can cross the watch.
Yeah.
But I mean, you need to be careful who you bring on the board.
Yes. Well, yeah, we don't want repeats.
That's my point.
Yeah. That was awful. Awful.
Yeah. the board chair actually was arguing with the people in the audience. Mm-hmm. Instead of being the director of the guidance.
Right. Board,
you have to have the sheriff's department here at a meeting like that.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
Do we have to realign the board or do we wait until we get a fifth member?
We need Alan here.
No, do we wait until we get a fifth member to realign the board?
We need to realign because we need a president now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You're going to be acting, right? Until.
Yeah.
Until I say it's going to be you and then everybody else says aye.
I would just wait until the next meeting to do a realignment when Alan is here.
Yeah. No, I meant, I didn't know if we had to wait until a fifth member came on to align.
Actually, all you need is a quorum.
Yeah.
So, also you might want to get a copy of the rules of order that we follow so that he understands, because you've heard of Robert's Rules of Orders.
The Brown Act?
Different.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, I'm asking if he's ever heard of Robert's Rules of Orders.
Just the Brown Act.
Well, there's Robert's Rules of Orders, and then there's another Rosenthal's or something like that. Mm-hmm. Rules of Order, how the meaning, and blah. And the chair is not allowed, it's not to bring up motions or anything like that. It's just to oversee.
Okay.
Just to run the meeting.
Okay.
Should we send out notices that there's a board vacancy with the bills?
No. Not yet.
I think in that
November, is anybody else this November?
No. I've got one more year.
Everything's.
Okay. So then a month or two, you're going to have to put something out there so that they eventually start giving us some. We might not get anything, too. We put it out there before and never got it.
Well, let's see if we can come up with somebody that might want to join and somebody that would get along.
I already found my golden star.
Where?
When we needed that seat filled. Somebody else's turn.
Yeah.
Well, you did a good job on the last one.
Damn good. Yeah, Mr. Secretary at the other one.
I saw you for that, too.
it's just a matter of have to post it to the community and put it out there. And I would.
Do you have to put it in the paper? Do you have to put it in the post office? Or
I would just post it. Right. But also,
we just have to post it and then we put a flyer in with the bills if they're
If there's a vacancy on the water board, we need a community member.
Right. And it tells the requirements on it.
To Gail Wesson and let her run with it. She'll run with it. It'll go everywhere. In the paper and everything.
Is there room on your bills to put any special notices, like a conservation notice, or there's a certain amount of characters you can put on there, so I don't know if you can put that on your bill rather than additional mailers.
I could do that. I could put but I can only put so much on that.
Right, there's so many. Yeah. There's a certain area for so many characters.
But I could make up something.
Moving away from the little notices to a paper envelope.
What about there was another guy that was trying when Alan was also, and he was recommended by Valdivia, and
he
lived out here. He lived out here to be on the board.
Unless the county appoints an interim.
I never heard anything about that guy.
I didn't know who you were talking about because I never heard anything.
I can call Valdivia and ask him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, call Mickey
Valdivia.
I call him Valdivia.
Oh, I heard about it, so I heard you call him Paul.
No.
I have a personal relationship with him, too.
Okay, let's do this.
Yesterday was his wife's birthday.
You have to live here or own property here?
No, you have to be a registered voter and a resident of Calabasas.
Mm-hmm. So nobody who lives in that new area.
No. They don't have.
They're not registered.
They're not even legal, half of them.
She's talking about the CAC people.
Yeah.
Who is she?
There is one over there that has water.
Recorder, we're still on recorder. We are
she's
still
just
open
on the
session.
Other side. Come on, we were going for let's get out of here.
I've been here since 7 this
49
morning.
Minutes.
I've been here since 7 this morning.
I know. I've been up since 3 a.m.
All right. Any suggested agenda items by the public, the management, the board? Management comments?
I make a motion to adjourn.
I was just going to say that.
Okay.
Hold on. I want to make a board comment. Robert, thank you for your tenure on the board. All three times, but this time has been my favorite.
Okay. You're welcome.
Robert, I want to thank you, and you know I love you, but I'm coming out to visit you, so.
First, you got to figure out where it
goes. I have your directions. I have it.
That's right. I gave you my change back.
I'm in Chicago. I'm you.
Well, we can do a road trip.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
A road trip.
Alan knows, too.
We'll take Johnny with us, too.
Yeah, Alan knows. We all know.
All right.
Okay. Motion to adjourn at 6:58, made by Director Tincher, second by Director Morris. Director Tincher?
Aye.
Director Morris?
The last meeting, if you felt I was stepping on you, it was not my intention.
It's fine. I got over it just as fast.
Okay.
No matter what, I'll always love you.
Director Morris?
Aye.
Director
Morco?
I don't hold on to grudges.
And Director
Link?
Aye.
I might hold a grudge for a day, and that's it. August 16th.
Good luck.